This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Wait, what's this one about?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't want it to be about anything. Are we podcasting?
I don't know yet,
Kristen. Are we podcasting?
We are podcasting. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. It's very easy. If you found us by accident, what you want to do is download what? Apple Podcasts,
I think
Spotify,
you're making it sound literally hard.
Okay.
You're making it sound as complicated. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find
it. Just wish to listen to My Mom So Hard and you'll find it.
Follow us on all the social.
Have we had cocktails? Yes. This is our My Mom So Hard happy hour. Are you happy yet? Are you happy? Are you happy? Okay. So this week's episode.
It's called Nothing We're Going to Talk About That's Linear.
Gosh, remember those days? Did you ever do this? Okay. Because I always had like office jobs. And I tell you, I have over-romanticized this idea of what a happy hour is.
Did you go to happy hours?
I did, yeah. And definitely like, well, I had an office job in my 20s where I worked for like the local weekly, like cool newspaper. Yeah. And so there would often be days where I'd be like, it's 4 o'clock. I think we put in a good day. Let's like go to this dive bar. It was very fun. But like I worked at this big newspaper – and they had this like bar that was like their bar, which I know like in a lot of big cities there's that. And so they would always go to this like same bar when they got like done doing the news, and like they would stay till 2 a.m., get up.
Ooh.
And so my old boss at this newspaper said when he started, he said that we have two questions. We'd love to hire you, but we want to know, one, if you will shave your beard, because he was a big hippie, and two, if you can hold your liquor, because they used to,
they asked you?
No, my old boss.
Oh. I was like, that's rude because if I don't want to shave,
boss.
I don't want to have to.
Kristen's like, I will shave my legs but not my face beard. It's not happening.
Because when I walk into a room with men, they respect me.
I've won too many contests.
I've won too many contests, and quite frankly, I break out when I shave too much. So don't make it a requirement, sir.
No, but they used to have, like, I can't imagine maintaining this lifestyle, but they would have, like, two martini lunches to, like, close big advertising deals and stuff. And then at the end of the day, they would go to this lounge.
I don't know how people do it.
When do you want to go to bed and get in a blankie and watch TV? I don't understand.
I've wanted to do that, even in my 20s. But I can tell you there were two times, and I worked in restaurants, so I didn't have happy hour. I was working I was probably your bartender.
Oh, yeah.
But then,
your happy hour is at like 10:30, kind of.
Well, or you'd go out on an off night. You'd go out like a Tuesday, Wednesday night, and then they would have, they'd call it industry night. Like a bar would serve other bartenders.
It's brilliant,
by the way, because bartenders are like, let me give you all of my money.
I'm going to tip you way too much.
I'm going to tip you way too much. And then you're just like giving away drinks to everybody.
Yeah.
So I had two times ever in my life where I was working in production and I was the lowest, literally my name wasn't even on the list. Sometimes they were like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm supposed to be here. I'm the production assistant. And
I'm here to plug the meters.
Yeah. I'm here to make sure if anybody has a stool sample they need taken to the doctor, I'm going to be your girl. And this one woman who I only worked with for like a week, she was like, we're going to lunch. And I was like, what, me with you? Like, I sit at the same table. I'm not like out waiting
in
your
car.
Can I
make eye contact with you?
And she's like, yeah, you and me. And she's like, we'll take two martinis. And then she ate like a salad and it was like a leaf of salad. I had never had a martini. By the way, I did great on the martini. But let me tell you what I was for 4 hours.
Useless.
Buzzed off of my mind. And I had red cheeks and I was wearing overalls and like a like striped shirt underneath. And I was like, everything's great. And then by 4 o'clock, I was like, my head hurts. She went on to have another happy hour. Sure, Do I think she was a professional drinker? I do. But by some miracle, she was actually really good at her job.
Well, it's also, it's just another time and place. Like
it was another time and place. I was very in my young 20s. She was not and doing great and probably later went on to rehab and is now living a very clean life. But for the time being, it was really fun. And then I had one other time where I had to go pick up something from this kind of fancy director, and he was known for being difficult. And so they sent me, a production assistant, into the den to deal with him. And I got in there, and he—
By the way, I'm doing these small laughs because I want to make a horrible joke about what Kristen was willing to do.
No, they weren't willing to—they weren't sending me because they thought, listen, you know what I wear. I was wearing probably a tech vest.
Yeah.
Like—
A dicky.
When people say I'm a production assistant.
I didn't mean a dicky one of those turtlenecks, but now that I think about it, it was probably one of those turlenecks and then like a dicky overalls so that she could change your oil with.
Yeah, coveralls.
But she wore the turtleneck.
Like, listen, I'm so hot. I'm in my 20s. I do think I had a little bit to offer, but God, I wasn't wearing anything that told you otherwise. So they were like, you got to go pick up this thing from this office. And I go in, and evidently he was from like the Netherlands or something and was having some sort of like festival party where it was the only time of the year that he was nice. So he had vodka shots with, you took it with a piece of bread, an onion, and a tiny bit of caviar, which was, by the way, I'm 22.
Just a little bit of Quaaludes and ketamine. Just a little sprinkled on the top. And then all of a sudden you wake up in Canada. And it's a really...
We dated for 4 months.
Well, I think I dated him. Yeah, I don't think he was dating me.
So I go in and I was like, well, they told me he's so difficult and like hard to deal with. And he seems so nice and he's got red cheeks. I mean, like, he looks like Santa. Like, this is great. So I go in and he's like, you must do with a very strong Scandinavian accent, which is all my people, right? And he's like, you must do a shot. And I'm like, well, who am I to say no? So not only do I do three.
Now that you've narrowed it down. What?
I do three. Okay. I love the caviar, but I didn't want to be rude. I do three.
So
they go back
okay,
so fast.
You did the vodka shots just so you could have the little caviar sandwich. Yeah. I get that.
So I had three shots. He only told me to do one, but the caviar was delicious and I was poor. So I took three shots.
I bet that was really expensive vodka, by the way.
It was the best and it was ice cold. It was so fun. So there was, by the way, it wasn't me and him by myself. There was a whole office of people. I was like, this is the coolest job. I'm working in visual effects. I need to make a transfer. Mm. So I go and I sit at my desk and I'm like, oh, and I'm having the best day I've ever had in my whole life on that job. I was like, I should bring a flask to work. I know what you're thinking. Don't judge me. I was 22. It was a tough job, but it was the best daytime lunch, real person liquid lunch. You hear about them. I've never had them. Two events in my life.
Yeah.
Both positive.
But that is a very European thing to do. I'm not saying I'm jealous, but I absolutely am. It's like,
well, you don't like doing shots, but I like vodka.
Yeah. I would never do. And actually, if I had like a glass of wine at lunchtime, I'd fall asleep. I think that's why
problem.
People siesta, you know? That's why they do those like
yeah.
those long
the
lunches
best.
In your it's a smart idea because then you've had a nice little nap and then you can finish out your day and go have some ridiculously great dinner with bread.
Yeah. Oh God. Where are we moving?
No.
Not Finland. I don't like it cold.
I don't like it cold. Like, I'm just thinking
it was a very fun time. Am I going to get in trouble for any of this?
I don't think you are. No.
I think just let her loose. Who cares? I've got other shit to say about people that you give me one more cocktail. It's coming out hot.
Well, I'll tell you this. So the place, like when I worked in, so this for all you Nebraska people, you'll identify. When I worked at the Omaha World Herald, the old advertising office, which was referred to as the West Office, it was like midtown kind of like 72nd. And the bar was the Interlude Lounge. And it was one of those, this is my favorite. It's like the Regal Beagle, you guys. It's like the sunken big
come and
leather.
Knock
like,
on my door.
Come and knock on our door. Because the bed is built. Like these like barrel chairs. Like
oh
it's
my God,
very
the best.
Low, like very dimly
dark.
Lit. There's dark. Oh, there's, I love it so much. And we called it the Lude.
Feels right.
right? It was, and it was so fun. And I kind of like, I over romanticized those places in my head. You know, and why? I wish, like, isn't there, how come there isn't one here?
That's what I was going to say.
Or like a,
you can say what you want. Like, when you grow up, when you grow up with a pub or in, mm-hmm. in a pub town or a pub life, which I did, which like it was very normal for me to go to the ball fields, and then all the parents would all go to the Legion Club and yeah. have a couple beers, and the kids would all run together in where they like, if there was a Saturday night wedding, it's where you would have the dance, and we would go in there, play games. They had like Pac-Man, they had like Space Invaders. Sometimes they would have like fried chicken that you could buy and eat, and so mm-hmm. moms didn't have to cook, and it was super fun. There was never, it was never like, because we had another bar in town where you knew like people were drinking too much and it was
like
sad.
The pros. This is a,
this was more of like the pub, yes. the Irish, you know, culturally, like you would bring your community together and it was fun. And yes, there was beer served, but people weren't like knocking back shooters and hooking up. They were just having a good time. And I remember it all being very positive.
Well,
I think
she grew up
having,
in a very small town and everyone was related. Well, so that's, not a lot of hooking up.
Listen, I just didn't date because I didn't want to, not because we weren't related.
Is that why?
Well, there were a couple cousins that I think, second-wise.
No,
that,
I agree.
Anyway, so, but I think what you're saying is like, we haven't, even in where I live and where you live, we haven't found that place. It's not the same.
No, there's nothing like that. And it's like, I don't know if it's like missing that about small towns or what. I don't even know if it's that because my dad was in
maybe
the
Midwest. I don't know.
But my dad was in the Air Force and he moved around like so much. But he had this party trick and I would test it out. Not that I traveled a ton, like nothing compared to what I did.
You've only done four national tours?
No, I mean.
Sorry.
That's what I was saying. Not until now.
Flex.
Not until the last like 8 years, but like before that, I could call my dad and I would say, "Hey, I'm in this town. I'm on this trip or this work trip or whatever. I'm traveling for work," and he could tell you the funnest bar to check out in that town because he had been an airman. Like,
oh yeah, sure, and they get treated like, I mean, they're gods.
They just like every single town. It was the funnest party trick where I would ask him, or sometimes he would just tell me and call. He's like, "Oh, make sure you
go to Mikey's on 7th."
He knows me so well too that before I moved to Los Angeles, he was like, "You know where you should live one time." New Orleans. And I was like, no dad in his right mind. He's like, no, it's a really good time. He's thinking he'll really appreciate it.
I spent some quality time in New Orleans. And I will tell you that I've felt like
rectal tattoos are painful. That's what I'll tell you. I didn't.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Jenny, do you know what March is?
March is International Women's Day.
That's right. And we're going to celebrate a woman. My vote is I'd like to give a shout out to my mom.
Aww.
I think my mom is doing a great job right now. My dad has been going through some things, but my mom has maintained being very...
She's strong.
She's strong, but she's also coming to me and saying moments when she's not feeling so strong.
Vulnerable.
So I feel like that's a good step in the right direction.
Between taking care of others and handling so much behind the scenes, women do put a lot of their emotional well-being on the back burner. And that is where therapy can come in. It's a place where they can focus on themselves, and we recommend BetterHelp. I personally love BetterHelp because you can do it from home at your leisure. You can choose your counselor that you want. It is so hard for a woman to wedge in self-care.
Yeah.
And certainly therapy into her life, into her schedule. And BetterHelp makes it so much easier.
And I have to say, I signed up and used BetterHelp, and I found the initial process to be very, very insightful. You get to say the kind of therapist you want. They're fully licensed therapists, and you get to find the one that fits you, and you don't have to feel bad if something doesn't work out. You know what I mean?
Yes. All BetterHelp therapists are fully licensed in the U.S. and follow a strict professional code, so you know you're working with someone qualified and trustworthy. BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on a quick questionnaire. That's what you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with years of experience, they usually get it right the first time. But if it's not right, you can switch anytime.
Clients rate their live sessions an average of 4.9 out of 5 stars based on over 1.7 million reviews. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off BetterHelp.com/iMomSoHard. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/iMomSoHard.
I wasn't expecting that. Nobody can see it. That's the only good thing about
it. By the end of my time in New Orleans, I was there for 6 weeks. I was like, I want to go home to LA because I feel like I've become the devil here.
I want a safe place to get to.
I want Los Angeles.
Something about New Orleans brings it out in you too, because this is not like...
You would need to talk to my husband about this. I am sure that Colin Sweeney
has endured
many a woman in New Orleans due to freaking take off your booby top and show your beads to everybody.
My husband has a story about going to Mardi Gras and...
What? Brit would be so uptight about it.
No, boobs. Oh God, are you kidding me? Drunk, my husband? No.
Well, I've only seen Brit drunk three times. Buzzied.
Yeah, he doesn't. But he would have been in college, when he went.
I think my husband went like every weekend, and this explained his 2.4 grade point average.
I always say this, like a dude can go to spring break on college with nothing but his Velcro wallet in his 100% swim trunks. He doesn't need anything else. And a girl
has college, like 18 bikinis.
She'll die of a yeast infection if she tries to do that. Yeah. Like she would, like
gotta have dry pants.
There are so many differences in the way that women can party and men can party, but
especially in New Orleans, I'm just dancing all the time.
You know where he stayed? On somebody's porch on a couch.
God Christ.
He was there for like 4 days. They didn't sleep. They didn't want to spring for a hotel room because they just wanted to like drink the whole time.
It's expensive during Mardi Gras too.
Yeah.
It's fun. You would love it. You've been. You've been.
Not to the parades though.
No, I've only been to Jazz Fest. Highly recommend.
Wait, okay. I've never been there for Mardi Gras, but I've been to New Orleans a bunch.
Yeah, okay.
You're saying Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras, I would not, it's not going to be the thing I'm into. I went during Jazz Fest. I was there during Jazz Fest, and that was really cool. And then also, I just got to know the city because I worked all over it, that we were in the outskirts. So we got to go to those hole in the wall places with like a skinny door with a weird doorknob, and you walk in, and first of all, the smell of the food, oh my God, the food is so rich and has its own particular smell that when you walk in, my mouth is watering right now. Like, and it's served like they'll put a big bin of crawfish in front of you, and everybody just digs their hand in, they're sucking crawfish.
Yeah,
or the like a shrimp etouffee or jambalaya, all that. Oh my God. It makes your face melt. It smells so good.
I went on a pharmaceutical trip.
Okay, so did I, but it was rep.
Story. Yeah, no. Diff. It diff. Was legal, all legal stuff.
Okay, mine was a pharmaceutical trip based on the illegal pharmaceuticals that I endured.
Although, I tell you, you know who can stay up late to party? That's salespeople. And,
yeah, because they're all like, hey, I got pharmaceutical grade shit.
Here's the problem. We didn't have any of that good stuff. But something about like New Orleans really brings it out of you. Because
it's a nighttime city.
We went there like this is the oldest bar, like oldest tavern. And it's like four buildings kind of stuck together. And part of it's like outside. Somebody can tell me what it is. They had these wine glasses. We're just having wine. They had these wine glasses that had the name of the bar on it. And I just took two of them off the table and I put them in my purse. And my boss was like, she goes, what are you doing? I go,
I'm taking them.
I go, you know how many people? I go, I just throw them on the floor and break them. It's like, that happens like 80 times a day. Yeah, What's the difference if I take care of them and love them at my house? Like,
what are you doing?
And she was like, that's a really good point. Yeah, they're probably very disposable glasses. But we stayed out till like 4 in the morning and then we got beignets.
Yeah, you did.
Went and had like 2 hours of sleep and then got up and did
our
job. I
got severely constipated in New Orleans. I was like, the food just worked against me in every way. I'd go up and I would try to order like anything with a vegetable and they were like, you want a fried or double fried? And I was like,
double fried,
I
want please.
A double fried. And so then I gained like 14 pounds and then my pants didn't fit and then I got yeast infections all the time and I got super constipated and then I had to go home.
Which is why she was banging a lot of people, because she was just nothing but super hot.
I don't think a lot is a fair. I wasn't a saint in the old dun, 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 come marching in. I don't even know if that's part of the city, but it's kind of in the vibe.
Yeah,
it's also a place that I never need to go to again, because I have explored that city.
Okay.
And if my kids ask me to go to Tulane and they get in, I'll be like, that's a great school. Absolutely not.
I got a couple of friends that have kids that go. Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Definitely party school. But it's so,
a good school.
It's so culturally blah, 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 rich there. Where like the other thing we got to do is have this really nice dinner, and we like sat in the room where Oysters Rockefeller were first served at that restaurant. They developed them because the Rockefellers were coming to dinner or whatever. Yeah. So they came up with that and they made it the oysters green. May I just say, I know it's a super famous dish, but I don't like cooked oysters.
Nobody likes cooked oysters.
But they only cook them in New Orleans.
No, they do not. What? I'd like to push back on that.
Okay.
Because on one of my – well, you guys know I just said I was constipated. So I was like, what works better than some really strong oysters? So I'd battled through, and I was the second – it was I had 2 days left, and I was by myself, and I was like, what do I want to do here? I'd been working the whole time, and I was like, what do I want to do? And there was a really cool oyster bar. You would love it. They have all these guys sitting in front. You sit down at this like horseshoe bar, right? Mm-hmm. And you're looking at these guys and they're shucking oysters for you. And they've got these knives and they're so fast.
Yeah.
And you sit down and they bring you a bucket of beer in your little, you're sitting kind of in your own. So it's really easy to be by yourself because you're like, everybody seems to be by themselves. So you sit up there and they bring you a bucket of beer and they come up and they're like, how many oysters do you want? And you kind of get this guy in front of you who's like really fun and charming and he's shucking oysters for you. And if I would like to bet I ate 25, if mm-hmm. not more, oysters to the point where the guy was like,
ma'am, we can't legally give you any more oysters. Your mercury level is so high right now.
They're like, ma'am.
I can actually tell your temperature from your eyes. So you have had – but that's what New York is like too. Britt says his favorite oyster bar is in Grand Central Station where you – like underground.
That makes sense.
He says it's this great oyster bar. But
I think you and I are at the end of the day like as – this is going to sound like – I don't mind this description of us. I think we are
– oh, no.
I think we're like bar people. I think we're like pub people. And I say pub because I think there's an energy there that always has a – there's always food.
Yeah.
And there's always an energy and there's always some sort of like – it's lively. I don't know. My husband's a pub person. He's Irish for the love of God. Like it's a part of our thing.
God, so, it's like Cheers. It's like God, everybody yes. knows your name. Like,
it's the only song I know how to play on the piano.
Well, see –
my mom was like, what have I done? And I'm like, I don't know.
My dad also –
could have pressed me more to play more Beethoven. I'm on you.
My dad's other party trick besides knowing the fun bar in every city was to know where his favorite grill, literally his favorite physical grill, burger grill was at every
– funny.
Because like restaurants will sell their grill, like upgrade it, get a newer one, and then they take the old one, clean it up, and sell it to like a smaller bar. So my dad started at Goldberg's with his favorite burger grill.
And then
it went to the Marley Bone.
Hilarious.
And then it went to this place called the Chicago. And then I don't know where it ended up, but my dad, that they became his regular bar that he would go to get burgers.
That grill tasted so good. That's like a cast iron skillet, man.
Yeah, that's like holy grail kind of
grill. Yeah, dude, that's a real commitment.
Yeah. My husband was so like dedicated to giving me my like dream wedding, you know, which
it was beautiful.
It was.
And then Finn ruined it.
Oh, for me. You. For you.
Not for you.
I do remember being like, oh man, he's got a fever.
No, he had full hand, foot, mouth disease, like broke out in a full rash on his cheeks. Baby, new baby.
Is that the hotel you were at that you got pregnant with? Eleanor?
No, he's had it twice. I told you, I gave it out at parties.
Okay.
He had full hand, foot, mouth disease. This was at 9 months, and then he got it again at 14 months.
Well,
whenever I got
Finn,
up.
Now that you're old enough, I'd like to tell you that was inconvenient.
Yeah, it was a real drag. I was wearing heels for the first time. I was so excited. It was beautiful.
It was so fun.
So fancy.
So we decide, like, we wanted to go to Paris for our honeymoon because I was like, well, that's the dreamiest thing I could ever imagine. Yeah. And so because my husband's dad was a pilot, he had literally millions of airline miles.
Oh, my God. How nice.
Yeah.
So that's the make or break of travel is those damn airline
miles. Yeah.
And now hotels, don't get me started. It's fine. Go ahead.
But still, so we got the tickets, And we were able to get like not first class, but they were like business. So it's like nice. A little bit like felt so like 1950s fancy. Honeymoony to like, and at one point when we were leaving Paris, I had taken a Tylenol PM. But
oh, this is where Jen's drug stories are too much to bear. Tylenol PM. I know. God.
It might have been.
Somebody needs an intervention.
Might have been a cyclobenzaprine, but who knows?
I'm anyways, like, what shit can I get that's not legal?
There was a thunderstorm, and we had to wait on the runway for like 6 hours, and I've never been so happy in my life. I was like, oh, I just get to sit here and read magazines and listen to this like French music, and they bring you all the wine that you want so much so that they're like, ma'am,
you've hit
put your shoes on and don't come back into our fridge anymore. Swear to God, they did that. And Britt was like, what did you think they would say? I was like, every time they came by, you said yes, because I didn't know when they'd cut off these
Britt,
little bottles.
How judgy so of I was, you, sir.
But
of
I just
course.
Was putting them in the seat pocket in front of me in case they were like, we're out. I wasn't going to be
I
out.
I do the
I had
same
several
thing.
Hours more.
Like, so, I might need these in my hotel.
Exactly.
Plus, they're cute.
And it's free. It's free.
It's free. It's free. That's what it really is. Like, come by and ask me, like, hey, do you want this shoehorn? It's free. I'm like, absolutely.
Yes, I'm going to keep
it. I don't want to have
forever.
To pay for a shoehorn ever.
Forever. Okay, Kristen.
Yes, Jenny.
You know how I love to share with you skincare brands that really work.
Yes, you do.
And it's not because you're not a beautiful young woman. It's because I know that you want to get in a good skincare routine.
I
want to
get in a good skincare routine.
I have found my official skincare routine brand, and it's OneSkin. It's founded by an all-woman team of longevity scientists with PhDs in stem cell biology, skin regeneration, and tissue engineering. OneSkin is rooted in real science and expert research. Now, as somebody who worked in, like, cosmeceutical world, like, and read studies and things like that, that matters to me.
I love that it's an all-women team of longevity scientists. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
You get that on a card.
You know what I love even more than that? The results.
Yeah, that it works.
Like, it actually works. At the core, their patented OS1 peptide, the first ingredient proven to target sentient cells, a key driver of wrinkles, fine lines, and loss of elasticity, which we are all suffering from at a certain age, all key signs of aging. And these results have been validated in 4 different peer-reviewed clinical studies. Born from over a decade of longevity research, OneSkin's OS1 peptide is proven to target the visible signs of aging, helping you unlock your healthiest skin now and as you age.
For a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD at OneSkin.co/IMOMSOHARD.
That's 15% off at OneSkin.co with code IMOMSOHARD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please show your support and your love for Kristen and Jen and tell them that I'm Mom So Hard sent you. So, but when we were there, we were trying to, like, we spent all the money on the wedding. We didn't have money to, like, really do Paris the right way, but it was still, like, awesome, really fun corner pubs and stuff like that, where you literally, like, you go down into a cellar where you feel like you're going to get murdered to use just a hole in the ground to pee into. Like, they're so old. It's like 400 and 500 year old pubs. It's so fun. Like, they, like, you order something, they look at you like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, they're making fun of you.
Be mean to me.
Yeah. It's so great. But then I was like, I kind of thought the food would be amazing here. Like, we hadn't found the food that we
French
liked.
French food's a tough sell, if you ask me. Everybody gets – I totally
the
understand
bread,
loving,
the bread.
Loving Paris for the crepes, the bread, and Paris itself. But to order French food is not so easy.
It's hard.
It's very rich.
The shrimp have the eyes on them, and it's a little – it's like what you know but different a little bit.
It's what you know French food to be, but you're like, am I willing to make that my meal?
So I was really unhappy with the food. Like, we tried these great places, we tried the gamut.
Yeah.
And then I go, let me see if my Yelp app works on my phone.
My God, Jen loves Yelp.
I do love Yelp. You guys
I don't think I've ever looked at Yelp. I'm like, I think it's made up. Let's walk in and ask if it's a good place.
I tell you, here's the tricks. You throw out all the 5-star and the 1-star. Yeah, I think throw out the 2-star
too.
Literally
all the places you found us have been awesome.
It's you just go through the middle of the road, see like what people say about specific dishes and
stuff
like that.
Not me. I pull over a gas station. I'm like, what do you think about a place that serves chicken? You got anything like that in mind? And then we can't
sometimes
trust it.
You do, though. Sometimes you can find a really good. Remember if it's that a local, fried chicken? We had fried chicken when we were traveling that was so good that we called Kristen's dad Dewey.
And my dad is not supposed to be eating fried chicken, and I think it was the meanest thing I've ever done without knowing.
He keeps calling and asking about it.
How crispy like, was it?
How crispy? Like it looked like you really tapped that with a spoon or made a little noise.
You could like go on the top of it with your fork.
I didn't realize how mean that was. It was like calling an alcoholic and being like, look at this martini I'm sucking back.
Well,
it's delightful.
That crust or that breading was so crispy, you couldn't.
If we could have had a beer with it, it would have been perfect. So anyway,
I yelped to see if it works, and we found this weird place, and I was like, "Oh, they have oysters." I'm like, "I know what I'm getting with an oyster."
Yeah,
like
Jen loves oysters, and I know now because we've been friends for so long how specific she is about oysters, and I believe she's right. The smaller, the saltier, and the better they taste. Yes. It's true.
They're like brined naturally.
And that sauce
naturally.
That you like, not my favorite, but mignonette. I know why you like it. Mignonette. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It brings out all the flavors.
I go horseradish
and all the shallots.
Shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
Shrimp, whatever the red
stuff
is.
Spicy, the horseradish.
I love horseradish. Yeah. I want it to like burn my sinuses.
My husband does too, but I feel like you don't taste the oyster that much.
I could also eat them raw. We're disgusting when it comes to oysters, you and I.
I don't like them big. we've probably had 36 sitting before.
Yeah, you and I embarrassed ourselves
at a
place. They're
the small ones.
Everyone was like, whoa. We're like, we don't expect you to pay this. our friends were like, we want to take you out for oysters. And we're like, I don't think you do.
You're gonna have to take out a second
mortgage on
for
your
us.
House. Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, you guys are funny. And I'm like, and then later they were like, oh, you girls can eat.
I'll tell you right now, my biggest nightmare is when you go out and people are like, you want to order some oysters?
And share
and there's
them.
And there's four people there and they get a dozen. 12? I'm like,
well, what are you guys going to eat? Luckily for us, we ordered.
And then I do this, which is really passive aggressive. I go, I'll just get them as my meal. And then I'll order as many as I fucking want.
Yeah, that is not a meal. That is so an appetizer in the Kristen space. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Listen, it's still – you eat 36 and you're still at like 270 for calories. Like there's nothing to them.
This is a gateway into my steak combo. I'm going to have the bloodiest steak that I'm allowed to after this eating these raw fish guts. It's going to be great. Anyway, you're back in Paris.
So we're back in Paris and it's kind of far away, but I'm like, let's take a cab. No part of Paris is not fun. Like you drive through it.
So true.
Granted, I thought we were going to get murdered a couple times.
That's
and
Paris.
Mugged. It's very, it's exciting. You guys, and romantic.
It's an exciting
thing. It's the city of love.
And also the post office looks like you're taking pictures of it because it's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
And
like,
everything's
the post office.
1400 years old. It's so amazing. But so we go
There's
to
no
this
fucking 7-Eleven.
We go to this oyster bar. And there are four tables
God
in this
bless.
Oyster
I love
restaurant.
It so much.
Yep. It is like a hanging light and these just wooden, like block wooden tables. And there's just a guy behind a counter shucking oysters. And here's what they had. French bread, no butter, oysters, a little bit of vinaigrette, and white wine. They had
You're the
nothing
happiest person. It's
else.
Your bar.
And we were like, you just bring us whatever. Whatever you think we're going to enjoy.
All of it.
And all we were like, it is both of us. It was the best meal that we have Aww. Ever had in our lives. We couldn't believe how good it was. And it was like so gratifying after like having spent all this money. And it wasn't that expensive. And then we were right by that, right across from Le Dumago, the famous Le Dumago. Yep. And it's a steak place. But it's super expensive. So we went over there and we just had dessert afterwards.
It's fun.
And it was amazing.
I would much rather have the experience you did than have the overhyped experience.
Yeah.
I like we also went to Paris on our honeymoon. I was we went later.
11 months pregnant.
I was so pregnant that I tried to use my pregnancy to get upgraded to first class. It didn't work. But they were concerned about how far along I was.
That's what I'm saying. You can do that business.
They were like,
and it's great.
Hey, are you supposed to be flying? I'm like, I'm not even 7 months, ma'am. And so I bought a maternity pea coat because we were going like in November. And I was so much, I had no idea I'd be this big because we waited like a month after we got married. And my pea coat would not connect. Like, so it was just, I had like two maternity tops that were like bright color. And then the the strap would tie at the top.
Her pea coat didn't fit because her bra size was pea.
I mean,
like it had gone up really high.
And also being on that flight, Colin was so, so sweet. I was so uncomfortable. And yeah, we were real fucking coach on that one. And we were like sitting there, but I didn't care. So we got into Paris and all of a sudden I was like, I guess I'd been having it, but I was like, this thing I've got, this burning. And every time I swallow or eat anything, it's called heartburn. And it was like came on so strong when we were in Paris. So I couldn't barely eat anything, but we stayed in this little divey hotel. We had to push our beds together because there were two twins. Nothing was going to be comfortable for me. But right below us was this little French restaurant, totally like a family-owned joint. And they had this carrot soup and they had this cooked trout, which in a million years, those two things don't sound like they would be delicious. It was the only thing I could eat that didn't make my stomach hurt and my heart burn. So we would go get that soup and that fish twice a day because I couldn't eat or do anything else. And they made it special for me. They knew I was going to come in.
Yeah.
So they made sure to have more of it because they loved that I was pregnant. And also the place is like eight foot by eight foot. So they took such – it was a wonderful experience. And then Colin, you know, then they were like – you should try this red wine. And I was like, that looks delicious.
Well,
it
does
did not.
A lower alcohol content. But when we went to Italy, so there's this place called Alfredo's.
Which already is a sell.
It's where Fettuccine Alfredo came from. Okay. Yeah. But this is how it all came about. It was just like a little tiny, not famous restaurant, although all Italian restaurants are great. They're all great.
Their pubs are not that great, I don't think. It's more of a restaurant vibe.
Always restaurant.
And it's more wine heavy. But like Irish pubs and like your German pubs and all that beer gardens.
See, I haven't been there yet. I want to go.
But you're not wrong. You just can't go to a bad restaurant.
Yeah.
To the Italians are like, oh, they went to Maselli's. That's real dumb.
My husband had been to Alfredo's when he was a kid. And he was like, oh, it's like the Olive Garden to them. It's like.
Yeah, they're snotty about it, but we're fine. We're like
here's where Fettuccine Alfredo came from. And if you go there and you order and you have to order it, they make it table sides. So this might be the last time I ever had anything bacon related. This is what his Alfredo's wife was pregnant and had horrible morning sickness. And the only thing that she could eat was this thing he made. There were egg noodles with heavy cream, butter, bacon fat, and Parmesan cheese. And that is Fettuccine Alfredo. And that is what they make table side for you. They melt it all like over a fire. And he would make it every day for his wife.
Good.
All that being said, I wish I had a local pub around the corner to go to where everybody was like,
I know.
Hey, Brit and Jen are here tonight.
I know because we live in a big city and it's LA specific where it's like, it's just different. Like there's highs and lows and there's pros and cons. And we love, you know, Southern California has so many amazing things, but like, I do think your local pub is kind of hard to find.
Yeah, I know. I get jealous because my friends back at home, they have those. Same. You know, like
every small town
has
one.
They run into each other all the time. And like
in Central, they have one and now has an indoor sand volleyball court. Like
fancy. And there's a wine bar there too.
There's a wine bar. I know. I can't remember the name of it. That's a bummer. But there, it's like, it's very related to where we're from. It's also like Chicago. I mean, Jiminy, you throw a stone, you're in like some cool ass old pub, New York, all of them. But LA is definitely a different tune. And I love going to different restaurants, but it's you like today, like I found one, you know, I have an anniversary coming up. I was like, well, I want to go to this place.
Don't get the wrong idea, Colin. It's not about
you. If I feed
him,
there's a good chance. He just wants
that's
to
all
go to
he'll
sleep.
Fall asleep. Fettuccine Alfredo is very heavy, as I just described.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we both have some Fettuccine Alfredo. Maybe we roll around a little bit and then we both pass out. Everybody's happy. Wake up, you don't have to do anything.
TMI. TMI.
You wrestle. TMI. It's more like naked wrestling.
What else were you talking about?
Well, we're talking about the city of love, which is Paris.
Nope.
Yep.
No, here's what I was going to say. Love you and I. When we were traveling, when we were doing shows, got to go to a really fun place that kind of ties all of these together. So when we were in D.C.
Oh, my God. Go, okay.
Okay. Fine.
It is maybe my favorite.
When we
Why
were.
Why is that?
Because it oozes history. It is like, okay. take it from me, getting your nails done can be so expensive. Like, the amount of money I have spent going to the salon and getting my nails done, I could probably have bought a very nice boat in my lifetime. And I don't even like boats, you guys. But there's just something about having like a fresh manicure that makes me feel like $1 million. I feel put together. I feel confident. And lately, I have loved doing my nails with Olive and June. It saves me so much more time because I don't have to go into the salon. I get to do it at home. And they have so many options now, whether it's their gel system, their builder gel, or even their press-ons. It makes getting a great manicure quick, affordable, and actually pretty fun and foolproof to do yourself. I love Olive and June because I need it to be like quick, easy, and look good. It comes with everything you need in one box. It's affordable and it's super high quality. And I love the colors too. I specifically love the gel mani system, which includes everything you need in one box, a 5-finger LED lamp, salon grade tools, and HEMA free gel polish that lasts up to 21 days. That's more than my salon manicures last. Each manicure breaks down into just a couple of dollars, so you can feel, you know, your confident, polished self whenever you want, and you don't need an appointment at a salon. Olive and June press-ons look incredibly natural. I love my press-ons. They come in tons of sizes for the perfect fit, and they're non-damaging. Like, I have little nail beds, evidently, and their nails fit me so well. Visit oliveandjune.com/imomsohard for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/imomsohard for 20% off your first system.
But so you're everybody, gonna make fun of me. I know why you're going to tell this story because you're going to also remember.
Oh, I forget about that part of it. Kristen was in love with our
Shut
waiter.
Up.
You were.
He was in love with me. We had a thing.
Yeah,
it was a mutual flirtation.
But everything
it was not a flirtation. It was an acknowledgement of unrequited feelings that had found their way.
He was like, "Do you want a refill?" And she was like.
Shut up, Jen Smedley. There's been two people on flights that you have felt the same way about that look like dirty UFC fighters. And I'm like, you are Twitter-pated right now.
Who are you talking about? That last flight we were on?
There's been two. I'm just saving one space for one I can't remember, but I know there's been two. But that bar in DC was dope.
So it's this bar. If you're from the DC area, you'll know it, or if you've ever been there.
Capitol Hill, baby.
But everybody said you have to go there. This is where, like, Congress people and everybody from the news.
Big red seats.
They would fight with each other like all day long. And then they would go all drink together at this bar and hang out. And it had like, it was famous for oysters.
Those servers are all wearing white coats and black ties and
white
shirts. There's
a downstairs. There's like a party room. It's so old, you guys.
It was old and sexy. So think obviously like something that you would see on the West Wing, like big high top, what do you call them? Like, U-shaped booths with like leather, with like red leather stitching.
Yeah.
It was very glowy and warm. And yes, there was a server.
Who was attractive.
Who, and the thing that I liked about him most, attracted to me.
Very appealing. Yes.
Fit.
We
had a tete-a-tete, if you will. And I was like, okay.
And we were there with,
have
like,
you heard of I'm Mom So Hard? Because is that why you're coming
like,
out so strong?
I absolutely have not heard
I'm
of
like,
I'm
like, well,
so
I'm kind of a big deal in this space.
Still have not heard of it. I'm not.
And I am married, and he's over there, and I'm annoyed.
None
but
of this
it's
is
fun.
Interesting to me.
Okay. Just, what, I'm saying, do you want to refill? Shut up, you poker.
But I imagine like going there in like a heavy wool coat, and it's like snowing outside, and then you like go in there, and it's like super warm, and you like
have a brandy. I've never even drank brandy.
I haven't either. But I
you want
see,
to
I
know.
Romanticize this stuff so much
because it is because it's so fun. Because it's, I mean, listen, there's a reason we like to go have drinks and call it happy hour because it's a place where as long as you're not. You know,
going crazy. All
going
right.
crazy and
save your messages.
Leaving your kid in a goddamn.
I will let you
lot.
Know when I'm having too much fun. And it's,
I will let
yet to
her
see
know
it.
When she's having too much fun.
That is true.
The second she's like, "Let me do your numerology," I'm like, "Oh,
time to go.
We gotta
call,
go.
Call an Uber.
Call it. I'm gonna give you 30 minutes. I'm gonna call the Uber. I'm just like, Jen, I'm going to go barf now. We don't, it doesn't have to get to that point, no, but it does.
But it's fun if it does. Sometimes. Sure does. On occasion.
Once in a while. Why not? You guys, did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
And our love story in our hot box. Nope. Our mom box is Paris, Pubs, and Peter from DC. I don't know if that's his name. I'm making it up.
The waiters are hot flesh.
Yeah. Why not?
I think we podcasted.
Bye-bye.
Pioneer.